57, Gary Kelbel seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Statenville Road, approximately 0.27 miles from Memory Road. The 911 address is 12718 Statenville Road in Harrington. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 430, Map 1, Parcel 9. The applicant is seeking a 9.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing detached garage. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening.
Just state your name and address for the record.
Sir?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
His name is Gary Kelbel. Address is 12718 Statenville Road in Harrington.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm seeking variance for it's a pavilion structure that was contracted by a local contractor back on May 21st this year. They applied for the permit, the company. They were on site several times, never questioned where I wanted to put it. They went and put it up on May 21st. They constructed it, and it was about 3.5 weeks later. I talked to the customer representative of the company, and I waited for a final inspection. And at that time, he says, I got some good news and I got some bad news. I said, well, shoot, he says, well, the good news is the footer inspection passed. The bad news is you need to get a survey. So I went on a plot that originally gave him. If you guys have it on the application, I took off a plot that I got when I bought the house. And I measured from the back of the property. And evidently the property goes halfway into the ditch that's behind my house. And I did not know that, and I just measured from the edge of it. But they still accepted it, them and the permit office. So on that date, they constructed it. And I had this thing going on with this, so I do if you guys got some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That was sent in. Okay. The house is it's actually on the left side of the property, facing the house. On the right side, you're facing the road. We put it on that side of the house because the garage and the back door access is on that side, which is closer to the pavilion. That would be exhibit one. Right here, it's a garage and the door in the back door. So that's why we put it on that side. And also the electric panel. So eventually we'll run some power out there, and that's on that side too, which is closer. It makes it easier to put it out there. So also in putting it back further, I had to move one of the trees that are back there. And that is the third exhibit. So that's what was put over there. And also had it put closer to the road, because it actually is just going to house my RVs. So it can be easier to get them in and out of there rather than have, towards the back of the property. And it would not be as effective costly because I would run a driveway back here that far too. And also, on the second exhibit, on the other side of the house, there's a septic hill that was put in back in December. So I can't put nothing on that side of the house anyway. So that's another reason I did that. And this whole thing, I mean, to me, I feel like the contractor, they signed the permit. I had nothing to do with that, or building it. And I think it was up to them to build to the county code. That's the way I feel about that. So And also, I'm just requesting a variance for where it's been constructed. It is 45 feet back from the pavement. And if you look at when this 4 and 5, I kind of took pictures straight with that neighbor's house. It looks like the setback's almost the same as theirs is, if you look at the pictures. And I mean, that's about what I have on me, because it's there, and I try to do it right. And I got these pictures for you. So, not real good at this kind of stuff, but.
You're doing fine.
What's that?
Said you're doing fine.
Okay, okay, good. And also, there's some poles. I didn't want to move it over further, because this utility pole, which is Exhibit 7, which would have brought over close to the house, but that pole was, I didn't want to bring it that close to that pole from being over there either. And
so you're going to use this for RV storage?
Yeah, to cover them.
Parking underneath of?
Yes, okay. Yes. Yes. And I gave you street view of the number 6, which kind of showing you it's, I mean, it's not really that close. It's not, I mean, so.
So you say you did measure from the paving to the pavilion. That was, what, 45
feet? 45 feet, yes.
That would make your property line to the edge of paving about another 15 feet.
Yeah, the county has a right-of-way.
Okay.
There. Yep.
So who did you stake out where you wanted it, and they built it where you wanted it?
Yes. Yes, I already had millings in place.
Okay.
I had everything in place for them. They started it.
But they never made a site plan or requested a site plan or a survey or?
They, nope. Nope. They had a site evaluator come out and look at it. That was a second visit, and he just wanted to make sure everything was level, where it gets constructed, and put it where I wanted it. So that was about it.
What can we do to stop getting these all the time?
Yeah, we seem to get them from this builder. I think we've sent them a letter before. I'm not sure the last time we sent one. Maybe we can talk with staff and see if there's some mechanism that we can use.
It puts the public in a situation. If he doesn't get it approved tonight, then it's a financial hardship to him. Or a legal battle. It's just not fair.
He's paying a premium to a contractor who should know these things.
That's something too. If I had it done that way because of cost, I'd have the money for the whole building, not just now what it did the whole Milton. That's why I just did the pavilion.
You might have stated this already, but has anybody complained about it since it's been up?
No. Nope, haven't heard nothing from nobody. I mean, even the people that are closest to us, so on the right of us, with a picture of the house pacing in line with it, they don't even say it's a young couple. I think I've said hi to them maybe 2 times. They don't talk. So
no complaint.
On that, I have no neighbors that are, wouldn't be affected by it at all, and they're not really affected by it either.
You had mentioned putting RVs in there. If you had the RVs in there, would that create any kind of a visual block?
No.
Kind of from the road and anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sir, the driveway you put for this, was that already there, or did you put that in?
I'll put it in.
Okay.
No one.
So I want to make sure I understand how this happened. You told them where you wanted to put it. They dug the footers. They came out to do a footer inspection. At the time they came out to do the footer inspection, they asked you to verify again that it was okay. Is that how that happened?
At the time they constructed this thing, I was not home. I was fishing. But anyway,
we all got priorities.
Well, they did it that day. And I didn't know nothing about this till like 3 and a half weeks later. And that's when Ken Levers from the company told me that information about the footers passing inspection and the needing the survey. I mean, that's like 3.5 weeks later.
After the building's been built.
Yeah, yeah.
3.5 weeks after the building's been built, he tells you you need a survey.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep. Hmm. So, I mean, I don't know if he, I guess the inspector was out there that day. I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't have called me if there was a problem at that time. Even though he's in touch with the company because they signed a permit. But they could at least contact me. But nothing.
Seems like if you have a repeat offender, the county should be able to do something about that. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you, Mr. Warfel.
Repeat offender, I'm not saying the name of the company, so.
You don't have to.
Mr. Sharp.
Uh-oh.
It's in your application. I think all the questions I have been asked. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes. Sir?
Thank you. Can have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12757 for Gary Kelleball?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any other questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12757 for Mr. Gary Kelleball and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12757. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I think it was created by the contractor. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Well, go ahead, Dr. Carson.
Would the would you entertain letter number, whatever it might be, to the contractor as part of your motion?
Yes.
With another admonishment?
Yep. Would like to add that to my motion.
I'll add that to my second.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. And I would like that to be a strongly written letter. With a vote of 5-0, your case is approved, sir.
Okay,
thank you.